Tiger Bowl to start quarter two in a 14-14 game. Warsaw and Hammond Morton for the first time ever here in the great northwestern part of the state. Finlinson left wing, down to the baseline, 15 feet out Gould with a head fake on Lee. Out to Trey Davis, top of the circle. He'll drive in, back to Gould in the corner. Now Gould down to the baseline, ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Lee. Warsaw maintains possession. Five ties, five lead changes in the first 8 minutes. We start the second quarter tied at 14. Bricker throws it in from down at the end of the bench. They'll get it in to Gould. Gould on the sideline, back to Bricker on the wing. Looks inside, nothing open. Out to Gould at the top of the circle. Drives right, out to Yeager at the free throw line, then back out to Bricker. Bricker will send Finlinson through, and Bricker lost the ball, but it's knocked out of bounds by Hill, and he was unable to save it. It's out of bounds to Warsaw once again. Kind of a stagnant start to the third quarter. Gould across the line, far side of the circle, hands back to Davis in the weave. Now Finlinson left side to Bricker. Bricker out top, Finlinson to the free throw line in the lane, floating 8-footer, rims no good, tip no good. Trey Davis, the rebound for Warsaw, and he jumps the pass. No, he jumps the ball off of Collins and out of bounds. I thought he was going to throw it to Finlinson in the corner, but instead he threw it off of Collins. On the inbounds, oh, they caught him sleeping. Trey Davis scores an easy 2-1 to play.
That was nice by Gould. He saw it the whole way and got it up there quickly.
Moore left to the key beyond the arc. Down to the corner, Collins up the sideline to Hill. He shakes free of Gould, shoots for three. It's rimming, no good. And Lee tipped it out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw.
Be interesting to see how we continue to attack. Morton's playing a little matchup. Zone, passing people off, but trying to stay man out of it as much as possible.
Gould up the sideline, kicked it off his own foot, out of bounds. There was a defender to his right, but that's an enforced error. He gives the ball right back to the Governors with a minute 12 gone here in the second quarter.
I think if we're just patient with our passing and cutting, we'll find some open areas and open shots.
Javion King is into the game for Morton here to start the second. Moore on the far side to Hill. Hill back across to Moore. He'll drive the free throw line, cut off by Gould. Backdoor cut, Hill in the lane for an 8-footer that's good. LeBron Hill has his first two. We are tied at 16. Bricker, Gould, right side Trey Davis. Davis had the ball knocked away. He picks it back up. Backdoor cut, Yeager got in free. Takes it up. Oh, it's blocked from behind. No foul called. We play on. Up the right side, Hill. He threw it across the lane and threw it right to Bricker. Bricker headed the other way. Hill is down. It's 5-on-4. Bricker down to the deep right corner on the baseline. Ball knocked away and a whistle, and the ball is out of bounds to Warsaw. And all of a sudden, they quit calling fouls. Holy cow. Yeager went in there and absolutely got walloped. Martin comes into the game for Trey Davis. It's 6:04 the second. 16-16 the score. Gould baseline right to throw it in. Looking, tried to get it inside, ball deflected, out of bounds off of Warsaw. They try to throw it to Bricker coming down the lane. It bounced off of him. Again, a lot of people in the way, and our sight line wasn't good for seeing what happened there, but it hit off a Tiger, went out of bounds, and now the Governors have a chance to regain the lead here 2 minutes into the second. Moore way out on the left. Now to Nix, who's back in the game. Nix on the left wing to Moore, top of the circle. Out of the right side for Hill. Hill, one dribble, skips it back across to Nix. Nix, two dribbles and out to Moore. Moore between the circles. I will be honest, I thought this would be a high-scoring game. I thought the winner would have to at least score 55 to win. I'm not so sure now. Hill, left side to Moore with some space. Left side to Nix, back out to Moore. Moore in the lane for Hill. He'll turn and shoot over Yeager and put it in. Hill with a couple baskets in the lane, and the sixth lead change of the game makes it 18-16 Governors with 5:07 left to play here in the first half. Martin between the circles. Inside, Yeager on the block, spins the lane. He'll fall and fire and score.
Nice job getting Luke the ball there. I think he can establish a presence inside if we're patient.
Warsaw comes back in a half-court trap. Now here's Hill near side. Back across to Moore. Lee just standing in the lane. Now he backs out. Hill dives down to the right block. Shoots for Martin and puts that in. Hill now with six. And we're tied at, or I'm sorry, the Governor's lead 20-18. Carson Gould picks up his dribble down inside to Jaeger. Across the right, Bricker open and shooting for three. Book it. And there's a foul away for the ball. Bricker scores. The basket's going to count. And Jaeger's going to get a foul underneath the basket. So score the field goal for Bricker. His first points of the game come at 4:18 of its second quarter. Jaeger gets his first foul. Now, that's the first foul on either team of the quarter. It said we're almost halfway through it. It's 4:15 clock running now, second quarter. Warsaw back to the lead, 21-20. In the lane, Lee. Right side to Hill. Hill to the free throw line. Shoots over Martin, and it's no good. And Finlayson saves it in under the basket. A dangerous play, but he threw it right to Bricker. Gould in transition. Finlayson in the corner. Martin quickly down to Jaeger. He's double-teamed. Spins baseline and scores. A beautiful move from Luke Jaeger. He's got six, and it's 23-20 Tigers. Oh, I love that move. Hill out on the left. Back across to Collins. He shoots a long three. That's good. His second field goal. He's got five, and we are tied again. It is 23-23. Gould out to Martin. Ball knocked away, taken away. Martin trying to get it back. It's loose. It's out of bounds. It's going to be off of Moore, and it's going to belong to Warsaw again. Good job by Martin there, Jim, to keep that play alive.
Both teams getting a little bit of a hand checking and physicality and getting away with it. There's not a whole lot of contact being called right now.
Finlayson accepts the inbounds from Bricker. He gets it back to Gould. He's guarded by Anderson as he crosses the line. Up the far sideline he goes. Now to Jaeger between the circles. He's guarded by Lee. Finlayson left side. That'll dribble off his screen. Now shoots a three-pointer and missed it. And the rebound's grabbed. That's loose under the basket. And it's grabbed again by Hill. Gould tried to sneak in from the backside and rip it away, but he could not. And here come the Governors looking for the lead with 3 minutes left to play in a very, very exciting first half. Hill holding right of the key beyond the arc, dribbles it out to the volleyball line. Now still dribbling. Left side to Anderson. He shoots a long three, and that's in and out, and Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker up the center of the court, got run into. The ball is knocked away. He'll save it in. No, he will not. He threw it out of bounds. It'll belong to Warsaw again. Tell you what, you bring that ball up, you better have a good handle on it because they're going to come up and knock you around. They haven't been called for a foul yet in this quarter. They've only been called for two in the first 14 minutes of the first half. Jaeger off a screen, high pick and roll, shoots for three. Rebound grabbed by Moore for the Governors. Tied at 23, 2:23 left to play here in the first half. Hill way out on the left. Brings it toward the middle. He's in the middle. Drives the right elbow. Down the right side of the lane. High up the glass. No good. Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Quick outlet to Bricker. They've got numbers if they hurry. Finlayson in transition. Fakes the three. Throws it back out to Gould. Now Gould will settle in. And Warsaw wants timeout. Tigers call timeout and get it. 2:01 left to play here in the first half. Tied at 23. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jim Spiker back at Hammond Wharton High School. Next to last game of the regular season for Warsaw on the road today against the Governors of Hammond Wharton. Bricker gets it in to Martin. 2 minutes exactly to play, second quarter. Warsaw with a 23-23 tie. Gould against Henderson takes it to the far side, then back to the near side. Low pass caught by Bricker. Martin in the corner, up the baseline cutoff. Back to Bricker on the wing. He'll dump it down to Jaeger. He's surrounded, and his pass to the corner is picked off. Moore with a steal, behind the back dribble to Hill, underneath the basket, and the shot is blocked by Jaeger and out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. What a play. Jaeger rose up and met him at the summit and swatted it off of somebody wearing a white shirt, and Warsaw's got the ball back with 1:38 left in the half.
Really appreciate Jaeger had a tough pass, got knocked away, didn't pout, sprinted the floor, got down and got a block. That's good basketball.
Still tied at 23. 95 seconds left to play in the half. Gould will back his way across the timeline against Henderson. Now to Bricker. Off the screen from 25. He got it. Two threes in the quarter and the game. And Warsaw leads again 26-23 with 1:20 left to play in the half. Trey Davis and Drew Sullivan back in for the Tigers during that last stoppage. Hill out on the right. One hands it back across to Moore. Moore with some space, started forward, then backs out. He makes room for Hill. Now to the right side. Lee for three. It's way off the mark, and Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. A minute to go in the half. Martin in transition. Now he'll dump it inside to Sullivan. He'll fake and put it up and put it in. Drew Sullivan scores, and Warsaw with a 5-0 run here. Lead 28-25. Moore, a hop, skip, a jump down the side of the lane. Lost the ball, got it back, threw it up. No good. Wild shot, no good. Rebound, Henderson, or Lee put it up. That's no good. Sullivan got the rebound for Warsaw. 40 seconds left to play in the half. Up the sideline, Martin. He shoots a three-pointer. No good. Rebound tipped out. Trey Davis had it tip off his leg and out of bounds. Wow. Not sure what happened there. Martin, that is a shot from a full step behind the three-point arc in transition. And given the time and score, not a good idea at all. Let's see how the half plays out. Left side, Hill. Hill jumps a pass across to Lee. Down to the corner for Henderson. 20 seconds. Outside the lane to Moore. He'll throw it out to the top. Collins out top for three. That's good. He's got six in the corner on 2 3-pointers. Warsaw's lead is 2. 10 seconds left to play in the half. Gould lost the handle on the ball. Picks it back up. Slips it to Trey Davis underneath the Sullivan. Shot blocked underneath. It's loose and grabbed by Collins. And that'll do it for the second quarter of play. Halftime here at Morton. Warsaw 28. Hammond Morton 26. What a first half of play. We will catch our breath. And we'll give you this thought. Warsaw, when they lead at halftime this season, is 9-1. We'll give the first half scoring next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Hammond Morton, Warsaw 28, Hammond Morton 26. First half scoring for the Governors, Willie Collins with 8. He's their leading scorer on those 2 3-pointers in the second quarter. Jordan Nix has 3. LeBron Hill has 6. Jeremiah Moore, 6 on the first quarter. And Devin Henderson has a three-pointer for his 3. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 2. Drew Sullivan, 2. Robbie Finlinson, 2. Carson Gould, 3. Luke Yeager, 6. Luke Bricker, 6. And Brant Martins, the leader, with 7 points, but those 7 came in the first quarter of play, nothing in the second. Warsaw and Hammond Morton were tied at 14 at the end of the first quarter, and Warsaw outscored Morton 14-12 in the second to give us our 28-26 halftime score. And we were tied a lot at 2, 7, 11, 12, 14, 16, and 23. That is 7 times, and we had 7 lead changes. Again, at halftime, Warsaw leads 28-26. Tigers won the JV game 53-40. That's 11 in a row for the junior varsity. Parker Justice, 15 points. And Reed Nelson with 10 points, which is a season high. 28-26, Warsaw leads the varsity game. We'll have the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Morton, Warsaw 28, Morton 26. It's time for the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw in the first half, 11 of 24 from the field, that's 46%, 3 of 10 from three-point range, 8 of 14 from inside the arc. They were 3 of 4 at the free throw line. For Hammond Morton in the first half of play, they were 10 of 26 from the field. They were 4 of 11 from three-point range and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Morton, 13-12. Neither team did much on the offensive rebounds. Warsaw with 2, Morton with 3. And it was a pretty clean game as far as turnovers go. Warsaw had 4, and Morton only had 2. So, knowing what you know about the stats, Jim, what do you think about what you saw in the first half?
It's been a tight game. I've liked the fact when we've got the ball to Yeager, I think good things have happened. I know he's got a couple buckets, and one time he kicked out for Bricker for a 3. So in 3 straight possessions to him, we've had 7 points. I'm sure Coach Moore is talking. As I look, it was 28-23 with 33 seconds to go. We had the ball. You talk about time and score. I thought we took a 3. We probably didn't need to take in that possession. I would have liked to see us work it, maybe get inside, maybe even take a last shot, because now you run the risk. Morton come down and hit a three, plus they get the ball a second. We could actually be down before we see the ball again.
Martin, for Warsaw, 2 of 4 from the field, 0 of 2 from the arc, 3 of 4 at the free throw line for his 7 points. Luke Gager, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists in the first half of play. We don't think about Luke Gager as a disher of the ball, but he dished it just fine. He had 2 of Warsaw's 6 assists in the first half of play. Also on rebounding, Luke Bricker, 6 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, and a steal in the first half of play. Tigers 28, Governors 26. We start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.